The Word of God is the foundation for successful living. Get the Word of God in you and be transformed by the power-packed teaching from the Senior Pastor, Faith Tabernacle, Ota, Dr. David Oyedepo.
God is not a magician. He's a miracle-working God. He's always reliable. He's forever dependable. Whatever his mouth declares, his hand is committed to deliver. If you're excited about those testimonies today, give the Lord a big hand of praise. Hallelujah. After they saw the miracle of the woman with the issue of blood, everybody lined up to touch Jesus. Everybody did what? Lined up to touch Jesus. Your case is simpler because the mantle is in your hand. How many still have their mantles? If I were you, that mantle should not be washed by any washman. Don't give it to dry cleaner. Be the one cleaning it yourself. Otherwise, the dry cleaner may take it and use another one to replace it for you. Amen. You have it in your house. You don't need to go on the seas running around. If it could turn SS to AA two at a time, then your case is yet to a turning. Your case is due for a turnaround. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest. Amen. After they saw the miracle of the woman with the issue of blood, everybody kept hunting for the garment of Jesus. Everybody kept driving after it. My prayer is that your portion in the prophetic unction that was released last Sunday will never be lost. Yeah. You believe that? Shout a louder amen. Father, we thank you today because you are not a joker. You are not a trickster. You are a faithful God. You are a dependable God. You are a reliable God. We celebrate your faithfulness. We celebrate your faithfulness. We celebrate your integrity. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. Lord, speak into the life of every one of us here today. Reach out to us again in a very unique way. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. This month we are undertaking an adventure into the supernatural. What are we doing? Adventure into the supernatural. And the theme for the month is what? I am for signs and for wonders. If you are for signs and for wonders, let me hear you shout it louder. The loudest you can. Say it now very personally, convincingly. And the meaning of that is that you are a man and a woman to be wondered at. At work, you'll be wondered at. On the street, you'll be wondered at. In your home, you'll be wondered at. Amen. Even in the church, you'll be wondered at. Amen. That means God's wonder working hand will be visible in your life. Amen. God's wonder working hand will be visible in your life. Amen. If that sounds like speaking to you, let me hear your amen. You are not for joke and for fun. You are for signs and for wonders. And as we embark on this journey, I'd like you to be very committed and connected to what will be happening here. I'll be taking us on a series that is captioned Operating in the Supernatural. Doing what? Operating in the Supernatural. Because miracles are no accident. They are the deliberate act of God in response to the desperate faith of men. You don't wait for miracles, you walk miracles. And so we talk about the gift of the walking, not waiting. Not the gift of waiting for miracles, it is the gift of the walking of miracles. And so this month we'll be going through how to walk it at will, how to determine the happiness around your life. And that's so important. The church is so overrun with emotions that most of the time we just shout and yell and then get out of church empty. But the Bible says, in the end time, the glory, the knowledge of the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters covers the sea. The knowledge. Everybody say the knowledge. Now, you cannot enter into your inheritance until you are empowered by knowledge. Knowledge is the truest and most dependable source of empowerment. Nothing empowers like knowledge, whether in the secular or in the spiritual. Nothing empowers like knowledge. Nothing. Nothing. Those who do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do what? Exploits. Those who do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. And that's so important for us to therefore learn how to operate in that realm. But see, first of all, we need to be able to establish that we belong to that realm. How many understand what I'm talking about? There is no point in learning how to operate a clinic when you are not a doctor. Because it won't make any meaning to you. Will you open one and buy knife and this, you know, uniform and stethoscope, and then you said, "This, I'm not a doctor, but I have a clinic. And then my specialty is surgery. I will slaughter you now, and then it will take Jesus to wake you up from the dead." And now you see, so we need to establish that you belong to that realm, because that understanding is what empowers you to be able to operate the principles you'll be taught subsequently. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Please understand that nothing empowers like knowledge. I don't care how hard a praying man you are. If you don't have knowledge, you are helpless. That's why many prayerful people are still helpless people. My people are destroyed, not for lack of prayers. My people are destroyed for what? Now, some fellows, some Talibans in the north, last week created a lot of concern. And you see, those folks pray 5 times a day. And they are still so daft. You know, you see, you are against Western education and you have cars. And you have mobile phone. And you have TV set. And yet you are still viewing satellite to connect with other Talibans and what's happening to them. And you are against Western education. It's just, you know, the brain cells are dead. And then some fellows were burning their certificates because there is nothing in those certificates in the first instance. Their quota system allocated certificate. You know what I'm talking about. You are from so-so state, you are admitted, whether you are 1 credit or half credit. So that certificate can't get a job in the first instance. Except with the Talibans. So, you know, you are helplessly helpless without knowledge. Now, the trouble with those folks is they can't think. Because somebody said, if you now die for Allah, then you marry 7 wives in heaven. Okay, why didn't he die himself? You know, Now, it's a lot of humor. It's a lot of humor. But I want to say here publicly that there is nothing the devil can do about this nation. Jesus has taken over already. And all the Taliban will kill themselves in no time. Now, it has just started now. They will so face themselves so badly that they will clear themselves without anybody touching them. And then the church will just... Amen. Nothing empowers like not. Do I belong to that realm? Let's establish that fact. Then we can now begin to learn how to operate in that realm. So the first thing we'll be doing in this first in the series is understanding your supernatural roots. Understanding your roots in the supernatural. Understanding your roots in the supernatural. Let's take a bearing here from John chapter 3. We all are very conversant with the story of Nicodemus, how he came to Jesus in the night and asked what he must do to inherit the kingdom of God. And Jesus gave him an answer, which helps us to know who we are when we are born again. Nicodemus said unto him, the same Nicodemus came to Jesus, verse 2, by night, and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born again when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. That is your root in the supernatural. When you are born again, the Bible said, you are born a spirit. Not that which is flesh is fleshy, and that which is born of the Spirit is spiritual, but that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That means at new birth, you have become a spirit being in human flesh. Say with me, a spirit being. You have become a spirit being in human flesh. And that is what qualifies you to operate in the supernatural. He said, don't marvel that I say you must be born again, because that is your access to the realm of the supernatural. For the wind blows where it listeth, and you hear the sound thereof, but you can't tell where it's coming from or where it's going. And so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Everyone that is born of the Spirit is like a wind that goes to wherever it wills. Unstoppable, irresistible, unmolestable. It goes to wherever it desires. It has it the way he wants it. Okay, whether to go or not to go, I don't know. I'm between two opinions. You know, to go yonder is more beneficial to me, but to stay here is more profitable to you. So, for your sake, I decide to stay back. That was Paul the aged. He was in command of death. Come and say command. He was in command of death. Now, hear me now and hear me well. Death has no power over your life. Amen. Why? Because he destroyed him that had the power of death. So as to deliver them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject unto bondage. It's so important for us to know this. That's why I know you are bearing no man in your family this year. Yeah. Whatever happened before now may have happened before you had this prophetic word, but now you are hearing. Now see, it's one thing to be seeing, another thing to be hearing. He said the power of God fell on all them that had. Not them that sat down. There were many. But all them that had. Some others came to just clap. Hey, Jesus is here. Oh, come, come, come. He has come. Jesus has spoken all that he wanted to speak. They didn't hear nothing. But the Holy Ghost fell on all them that had. Somebody's checking the time now while I'm speaking. It didn't fall on them that were checking the time. It fell on them that had. The Holy Ghost fell on all them that had. That had. That had. Now, I'm saying again that you are not permitted to bury anyone in your family this year. Why? Because Jesus has destroyed him. Hebrews 14 and 15. He has destroyed him that had the power, past tense, had the power of death, so as to deliver all them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. So you are delivered. Now understand what I'm talking about. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And you remember God is a spirit, and they that worship must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit, and all that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit. John 4:24. Now, we understand that before the fall, Adam was a supernatural personality. He was a spirit in human flesh. Adam was everything in the garden. He was on top of the beast. He was on top of the wild beast. He was on top of lions. He was on top of rhinos. He was on top of everything that man is afraid of today. Were all pets in Adam's garden. They were all pets in that garden. Adam named them one by one. There was no zoo. There was no guard. He was walking in the midst of them as their king. Adam was crossing the three rivers there at will. There was no boat. Adam was a supernatural personality. He was a spirit in human flesh until the fall. Now the question is, God said, the day you eat of that fruit, you surely die. So Adam truly died. And now the issue is, what was it that died in Adam? It was a spirit man. What was it? His vital link with God was what died. Man is a three-in-one being. He's a three-component creature. He's a spirit, he has a soul, and he lives in a body. So we saw the soul of Adam still working, because the soul comprises of your mind, your will, your emotions, your intellect. Now you see, we saw the man still had something up here. He knew that he was naked. He knew he needed something to cover his nakedness. So, and he had a body. He was still hiding so he could move about. So the two other beings were partially alive, but something had gone out of him, and that was his spirit man was dead. So he couldn't stand the presence of God anymore. He was disconnected from God and so became vulnerable. He started asking that he should be protected from the animals that were pets in his house. Adam crashed from the supernatural to the natural by the death of his spirit man. And Jesus came to recreate that dead spirit in man. And that's why the Bible says that which is born of the spirit is spirit. So new birth is about your spirit man coming back alive by the mystery of recreation, by the mystery of regeneration. The chains of life were fired back to that dead spirit. When that dead spirit, when that spirit died, it was reduced to conscience. Reduced to what? It is something inside you that you cannot dictate and determine what he does and where he is. Somebody hearing what I'm talking about? Paul had conscience all the days of his life, but that was, you know, he wasn't born again for a long time. There was something inside him that is struggling to give expression and give control. But his control had no root. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? He was powerless in control. He checks you, hey, you are wrong, but he can't stop you from going wrong. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? But when you are born again, your spirit comes back alive. And then you are restored back to where Adam was before the fall. A supernatural personality. That's what the Bible says. You are a peculiar people. A different species of being. You are a peculiar people. You are a royal priesthood. You are released to show for the praise of him who has called you out of darkness to his marvelous light. So you are not like every other being on the earth. You are a spirit being living among human beings. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? You are a spirit being living among human beings. You are a spirit being to be wondered at among men. The earth is full of human beings, but God has raised spirit beings among the humans. And that is the born again family. What do I call it? The born again family. It's important for us to know our roots so we can begin to enjoy our fruits. You need a good understanding and connectivity to your roots so you can continue to generate the proofs in your life. New birth is bring your spirit back to life and bringing you back to that supernatural sphere of existence. When Jesus came on the earth, the prophecy said in Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel. When God births a man, it's a sign. What is it? It's a sign. A virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son, and you call his name Emmanuel. That is coming from the Spirit. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. And that holy thing, and you shall be the Savior of the world. So everyone born of the Spirit, like Jesus was born of the Spirit, he was born a sign. So if you are born of the Spirit, you are born what? A sign. So things are not permitted to happen to you anymore on a natural platform. From this time, everything about your life will be reading supernatural manifestations. Yeah. Somebody believes that, let me hear your loudest amen. Yeah. Who am I? You are a spirit being in human clothing. Therefore, new birth should not be mistaken for an adjustment of lifestyle or a membership identification with the church or a charismatic identity. New birth is a birth into a supernatural world where you live a supernatural life and where you manifest the glory of that supernatural realm. That's so important. Can I hear your loudest amen?
Amen.
Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
If you are born again, therefore, you are born into a supernatural world to command supernatural manifestations at will. To command supernatural manifestations at will. This is so important. Whatever is born of the flesh is flesh, and whatever is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not, therefore, I say to you, you must be born again, for the wind blows where it listeth. You hear the sound thereof, or can't tell where it's coming from or where it's going. So is everyone that is born of the spirit. So you are a living miracle. Every child of God is a living wonder. And beginning from now, I see you ascend to a new realm of manifestations in that realm. If that sounds like you, let me hear your loudest amen. Now there are many spirits, because the Bible recognizes unclean spirit and evil spirit. How many agree with that? Now, what is unique about your own spirit realm? And that takes me to the next thing, to the next issue. Where am I from? And John chapter 8 and verse 23, Jesus said, ye are from beneath, and I am from above. You are from the earth, ye are of this world, I am not of this world. Now, listen to this. I am from above. And you know, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. So where are you from? You are also from where? Above. Because you are born of the Spirit. And the Spirit is from above. Tarry in Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. So the power that births into the kingdom is from above. So you are from where? Above. And now the word says, and whatever is from above is above all. There are many spirits. Amen. There are flying witches and wizards. But what makes you unique is that you are from another realm which is above their realm. How does that sound in your redemption story? The Bible said we were dead in our trespasses, but he raised us up together with him and made us together with him in heavenly places. So you belong to the heavenly order of spirit. What do I call it? Heavenly order of spirit. Ephesians 2, 5 and 6. Heavenly order of spirit. Now, and where is that heavenly places located? The Bible says it is located far above where other realms of spirit operate. Ephesians 1, 20 and 21. So you have been redeemed and raised up to sit together with them in heavenly places. And that is located far above principalities and powers and dominion and every name that is named. Every name that is named. Not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. That's where redemption has repositioned you. You have been positioned or repositioned for divine authority, for dominion. What do I call it? Now, I'd like you to please understand this. It will help you because your level of understanding will determine how much benefit you can draw from any truth. This is so important. So you are from above, and that is located far above where principalities and powers and every name that is named operate far above. You need a far above mentality to operate in the supernatural. New birth has repositioned you far above where all the opposing forces operate. Come and say far above. Far above where all the opposing forces operate. Far above. Did you read the testimony from Liberia? Was it read? Okay, now we read that in the first service. There was in Liberia, when we went there, a woman called the Queen of Sheba. Queen of Sheba is a satanist and has been in that satanist practice for 46 years. How many years? And has been coronated with blood three times, 1995, 2002, 2007. That is blood, human blood, being poured on a person. I've been coronated three times. It was a principality in the realm of their own spirit. Somebody hearing what I'm talking about? Now, traditional rulers and some individuals invited her to Liberia. Coincidentally, at the time when we were coming in there. And then they had a firm fear of reception for him, for her at the airport. She was a bloodthirsty demon. And they welcomed her. Everybody was shouting and yelling and checked her into one hotel. Unfortunately, that was the hotel I was going to be. Amen. So, we got into the hotel, had the first night meeting. It was fire. We had over 24,000 people in that service that night at the stadium. And then I made some dangerous proclamations, not knowing that anybody was there. Cast out the devil out of Liberia for prosperity. Lao Shagla Rida Bayata. Now I came back to the hotel. As we were landing in the hotel, the Queen of Sheba was packing her luggage. Didn't check out. Hotel had no idea that he was out. Walked out solo. No form fear of anything. The devil was flogged out. Now because you are seated far. Now you see, today is the last day witches will be chasing after you. This is so important. Now, it was carried in their national newspapers. National glory. It was carried in their national newspaper. How the devil was flushed out of Liberia. That's the same way it will be told about you. Wherever you step into, every devil must step out of the place. And every devil harassing your life, I command them to lose their grip of you right now. Say with me, I am from above. So you belong to the heavenly order of spirit. You belong to the heavenly order of spirit. In Revelation 12 and verse 7 to 11. He said, there was war in heaven. Satan fought and his angels, and the dragon also fought and his angels. But the Bible said in verse 8, but Satan prevailed not. Neither was there found any more. Was there a place found any more for him in heaven? So he was ejected out of heaven. Can I hear your amen? He said, and the dragon was cast down, and his demons with him. And therefore there was a sound in heaven, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, because the devil is cast down unto you, having great wrath, because he knows he has but a short time. But rejoice, ye heavens, and all that dwell in them. So there are people dwelling in heaven now. And that's where you belong. So when you are born again, you are taken from the earthly places into the heavenly places. Now, as powerful as American nation is, The American police can't arrest me here. Because I'm not in their territory. Woo! No devil has any legal right to accost you anymore. Because you have left his territory. You are now among the heavenly dwellers. You are dwelling now in heavenly places. Is somebody hearing the word this hour? Somebody might just sit down and say, I think he will pray over us. This teaching is too much. That's what we give value to the prayers. Prayers don't get answered except it's prayed according to the word of God, which is the will of God. I'd like you to know that no matter how terrible that witch in your village is, he has no power over your destiny anymore. Even if he's an IG, Inspector General, in the police forces of Satan, because you are no longer in their territory, he has no more power over you. Even if you were a field marshal in the armed forces of the devil, because you are no longer in their territory, he has no more power over you. Who am I? I'm a spirit being in human flesh. Where am I from? I'm from above, far above all principalities and powers and dominion and every name that is named. Queen of Sheba, King of Sheba, every name that is named. That's who you are. We had over 14,000 people gave their lives to Christ in Liberia. How many? The Queen of Sheba that came to block their assets was flushed out. Over 14,000 people. A blind eye was opened in the course of praise and worship. The message had not started. The devil holding the destiny of men have been flushed out. The same way everything holding down any aspect of your career or business is flushed out today in the name of Jesus. Somebody excited, shout hallelujah. What am I worth? Jesus was speaking here in chapter 10 of John, and he had this to say. The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou being a man, what? Makest thyself God. The word, we always see it as blasphemy. Who are you to think we are different? They took stones to cast at him. They said, because of blasphemy we are stoning you, for thou being a man makest thyself. You don't make yourself. God made you. You know what he said to Moses? See, I have made thee a god unto Pharaoh. I made you a god to Pharaoh. And did he not prove it? Moses would go to Pharaoh and say, Pharaoh, stop! And then all the army would just be looking helpless. No attempt was made to arrest him once. Moses was not a man in Egypt. He was a god. You see, we are so cheated and robbed because we are so overrun with our natural mentality that we have lost our supernatural heritage. See, until you can see it, you can't experience it. See, I have made thee a god. See, I have made thee a god unto Pharaoh, and Aaron shall be thy prophet. See, see. Can I hear you say, I can see? Then Jesus went on and said, is it not written in your law? I have said, ye are gods, and I mean all of you that are children of the Most High God. Is it not written in your law? I said, ye are gods. And verse 35, if he called them gods, unto whom the world, of God came. And the scripture cannot be broken. What was Jesus doing? He was validating that prophetic word about the redeemed. Psalm 82, verse 5 to 7. They know not, neither will they understand, so they walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. What did they not know? I have said, ye are gods. They say, oh, that's absurd. Can that be true? Can it be proved? I have said, ye are gods. He said, how many of them? He said, all of you that are the children of the Most High. He said, but ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Because you, without this knowledge, you can never be in control. I have said, ye are gods. And I mean all of you that are children of the Most High. I have said, ye are gods. I have said. He said, they know not, neither will they understand. They refuse to. The enemy made them reject it. That is too high. That truth is too high. I have said. But if you say, are you a child of God? I say, yes, I'm a child of God. Uh-huh. Okay. A child of man, who is he? A child of a cow is what? A child of a dog, I know most of you keep dogs in your house, is what? Now, what should a child of God be? Now, if you ask that question in primary two, won't they get the answer? So what is your problem now? Is it your degree that is confusing you? Are you a child of God?
Yes, sir.
Amen. No, it's so simple. It is this supernatural mentality that helps me to operate in the realm of madness that I operate in. I refuse to think natural thoughts. So I can't get results at natural limits. I took myself outside the box because I don't belong to this realm. When I see witches, I rejoice because I know I can kill him. I have authority over any witch, whether it's from Mota or from Ijebu. Any witch that crosses my path. It's simple. Because I know I have been well positioned and I'm conscious of the repositioning. I'm conscious of it. You know how many birds are falling down dead around my house? They die like chicken. God knows I don't need catapult to do that. Whether a lion is asleep or awake, do you find sheep playing around the lion's den? I say, thank God this lion is sleeping now, amen. The lion will just open one eye and let you move very close so that he won't need to run. And as you move close, you know, glory to God. Hallelujah. You are truly a peculiar person.
Yes, sir.
Beginning from today, your peculiarity will be finding unusual manifestation. Yeah. Somebody believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Yeah. What am I worth? By redemption, you share divinity with God. Can I hear your amen?
Yes.
You share divinity with God. And the scriptures cannot be broken. The scriptures cannot be broken. The scriptures cannot be broken. By redemption, you share divinity with God. And that simply defines your dominion. Can I hear your amen? Doing as occasion serves you, determining the happiness around your life. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And that divine nature is enhanced by the depth of revelation at your disposal. Because He's given us these exceeding great and precious promises that by this we might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. So that divine nature is enhanced by your depths of revelation. Come and say depths of revelation. Remember, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the more of the words you eat, the more of God you exhibit. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? When you are feeding on the word, you are feeding on divine nature. What are you feeding on? So we feed on divine nature via scriptures. We feed on it. The more you take in, the more of divine nature is manifested in your life. Can I hear your amen? That's the way it works everywhere. Say with me, I share divinity with God by redemption. 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 You know, Jesus said, whoever sent me has sent the Father. That is sharing divinity with God. Whosoever has sent me has sent the Father. Whosoever has sent me has sent the Father. That shall be your testimony from now. And can Jesus be in a vehicle that crashes? Can he be pressed under a vehicle and they are pulling him out and pouring water on him? Can you imagine Jesus in the hospital and everybody's running up and down and trying to find him and put oxygen on him? Whatever you can't see in him, beginning from now, will never be your experience again. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Because you are far above what principalities and powers operate, from this time I see you operating far above sickness and disease, yes. Far above oppressions and afflictions of the devil, yes. Far above stagnation in your business and career. Yes. You believe that? Shout a living amen. Yes. What am I worth? And finally, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 16. Who has known the mind of God that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. What do we have? What do you have? Every child of God possesses a new mind. You remember at New Birth, the Bible said, all things are passed away. What? Behold, all things have become new. And when it says all, it means what? All. And that's why I pray that your soul and your spirit and your body may be sanctified. All. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. All things are become new. That means, and you are a three-component creature. You are a spirit, you have a soul, you live in a body. And all things are become what? New. It's not only the savior of your soul, it's also the savior of your body. All things are become new. So you have a new mind, and that mind is called what? The mind of Christ. Your spiritless mind has now become a spirited mind. Ephesians 4:23. And be renewed in the spirit of your what? Mind. So your mind now has a spirit working in it. Can I hear your amen? Amen. In the spirit of your mind. So you have a new mind, and the good news also is that you have a new body. He said you have been bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body. So your body was bought, so it cannot continue to suffer what it used to suffer anymore. So whatever is operating in your body against the act of redemption, I curse it now in the name of Jesus. If any man be in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17, is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all these things are of God. That is the way God ordains them to be. Can I hear your amen? That is the way God ordains them to be. So your spirit, your soul, and your body have all become new. Now, what does it mean to possess the mind of Christ? Now, all of creation is a product of God's wisdom. And the mind is the custodian of wisdom. Can I hear your amen? So, to possess the mind of Christ means to share the creative ability of God. What am I worth? I share the creative ability of God with him. By redemption, you are a partaker of God's supernatural creative abilities. For all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And he's talking about Christ. All things. And when the earth was without form and void, that mind came on the stage and gave shape and color to the earth. No matter therefore how shapeless anything around you may be, by this understanding, I see God's creative grace finding unusual expression in your life. Your home is taking a new shape. Your career is taking a new shape. Your business is taking a new shape. So redemption empowers you to share God's supernatural creative ability with him. Who am I? I'm a spirit being in human flesh. Who am I? I'm a spirit being from the heavenly realm. And that repositions me far above all principalities and powers. Who am I? I share divine nature with God by redemption. And that signifies my dominion on the earth. Because nothing can, no door can be shut against God. Therefore, from today, no door of favor shall ever be shut against you. What am I worth? By redemption, I share God's supernatural creative ability with him. Finding solutions to impossible situations. Knowing what to do when every door seems to be closed against what you desire. The Bible said Jesus himself knew what he would do. To feed 5,000 men with 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he knew what he would do. From today, you will never lack the correct knowledge of what to do to move forward. No door shall be shut against you anymore forever. So at redemption, there is a spiritual mind transplant. Your human mind is exchanged for his spiritual mind, his supernatural mind. So right now, as a child of God, you have what? The mind of Christ. Ability to generate impossible solutions. Seemingly impossible solutions to impossible problems. You have the answer. You have the key. I see a wave of strange inventions in the body of Christ here. If that sounds like pointing to you, let me hear your loudest amen. Therefore, new birth is a birth into the world of the supernatural. New birth is a birth into this supernatural world. You are a peculiar people. You are a royal priesthood. You are chosen to show the praise of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. The same way the Queen of Sheba vanished from that hotel and from that nation unceremoniously, everything harassing your life, now that this understanding has dawned on you, vanishes from your body instantly. Somebody shared a testimony. He said, I never knew the devil is such a coward. Why? He had been plagued with a disease and then went through the book, The Healing Balm, and discovered four vital truths in it. One, that no sickness is ordinary. Every sickness is a spirit. Amen? Every sickness is what? It's an oppression of unclean spirit, an oppression of evil spirit. Then he also came to discover that God will not cause it for you. You are the one to cause it, and then God confirms it. Can I hear your amen? Yeah. He felt like sleeping at tomorrow. Okay, I will organize this battle against the devil. And the Lord said, no, wake up now and do it. Wake up now and do it. He discovered that sickness, no sickness should be treated as ordinary. He discovered that every sickness is a spirit, an oppression of the evil spirit. He discovered that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Therefore, any sickness is a curse from the devil. Can I hear your amen? Amen. And then he discovered that until I cause that sickness, the spirit behind it, by myself, God is not going to cause it for me. So he stood up and said, now enough is enough. Now enough is enough. He said, before I finished saying, get out, he said the devil was out and became free. That's what revelation does to a man. Now you have heard a few things today. Don't go and sleep with it. War with it. Can I hear you say that? Go and do warfare with it. Don't go and sleep with it. Go and do what? Warfare with it. Just stand to say, enough is enough. I'm a spirit being in human flesh. Enough is enough. I am from above. Far above where you operate from, so you cannot be a challenge to me. Enough is enough. I share divine nature with God, so dominion is conferred on my life to determine the happenings around my life. And I share God's creative ability with him, so I can determine the events around me. Now, is somebody hearing what I'm saying? That's who you are. Glory to God. When they had sinned, in Acts chapter 14, as I close, verse 11, after they had sinned, what Paul did, they exclaimed. After the people are saying what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices saying, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. Not what they had said, but what they had done. From now, I see you operating in this realm supernaturally. So shall it be. Amen. If you came with items that represent your business, your career, place it on the floor under your seat. Place it on the floor under your seat. Glory to God. Now, from all that I've said today, you discover that the beginning of your adventure in the supernatural is new birth. What is it? Until you are born again, you are still dwelling in the earthly places, and you remain vulnerable to the wicked arts of the devil. As long as you are in his territory, you are under his authority, and you are helpless against his wicked forces. But when you are born again, you are translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his own dear son. There are people here this morning that know that they need Jesus. They need Jesus. One occultic man came to our church in those early days, the year 2000, and he started pressing the charm he brought. The thing didn't work. He lifted up his eyes, and what did he see? He saw flames of fire on the head of each one in the sanctuary. When altar call was made, he ran to the front and gave his life to Christ. It was impossible to operate where he came into. For the devil to lose his control over your life, you better run for your life unto Jesus. Wherever you are today, you want to give your life to Jesus, please stand to your feet. I'd like to pray with you. And they came to stop the building of the house of God in Jerusalem by force and by power. Ezra chapter 4, verse 23. They came to stop the work by force and by power. And the work ceased until the second year. So they stopped progress for 2 years. How many years? Whatever stopped your progress in your career and in your business, God is stopping it right now. They stopped it by force and by power. By force and by power. By force and by power. They resisted with all their diabolical forces. The business that used to do well, without any change in location, just stopped doing well. Stopping it by force and by power. But the good news is, the prophet Zechariah came up. God has sent me as a prophet to you. Whatever ceased in your life will start flowing again. Ezra chapter 5 and verse 1. The Bible said, Ezra 5, 1. Then the prophets, Haggai the prophet, and Zechariah the son of Iddo, prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem, in the name of the God of Israel, even unto them. Then rose up Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua the son of Jozadak, and began to build the house of God which is at Jerusalem. And with them were the prophets of God helping them. By today's prophetic ministration, I see the destinies of men rising again. Whatever has held you down is losing its grip off you right now. Whatever has held down your career and your business is broken off you right now. Why did I ask you to put this on the ground? This is a breakthrough ground. What is this? What is this ground? This is not just a local breakthrough ground. It's a breakthrough ground for all nations. This ground has become the envy of the world. The envy of what? Not only of the church, but the envy of what? The world. And because you have placed this on this ground, the same grace working it here begins to work in your own various businesses. This is a breakthrough ground for all nations. Whatever you have placed on this ground begins to enjoy the same order of breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. This is where we experience advancement without struggles. Therefore, from this day, your business begins to go forward without struggles. Your career begins to go forward without struggles. In the name of Jesus. They came to stop it. Someone was sharing a pathetic story with me. For 10 years, he completed a factory building, a pharmaceutical factory. 10 years. How many years? No government law against it, no litigation, no nothing, but can't start, cannot start. Everything was inside the place, but would not start. By force and by power, they sat on it. Every demon. Now you see, you have just heard that you are above principalities and powers. Every principality, every power against your advancement, I curse them in the name of Jesus. Some have been out of school for how many years? The devil sat on it. You can go to school, get a great certificate, but you won't get a job. Everything sitting on your career that won't let you have a breaking fall, I curse them now in the name of Jesus. You have come into this city of refuge today in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every manslayer pursuing you, I curse them dead in the name of Jesus. Now your destiny is released. Begin to break forth to the left and to the right. Begin to break forth in front and behind. In the name of Jesus. As the Lord liveth, this week shall be the best of your weeks. Your career and your business opens up to a new level this week. A new chapter opens up to you this time. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I decree the opening of doors of favor to you. I decree the opening of fresh doors of favor to you. In the name of Jesus. Someone shared a testimony through the newspaper's articles and said he read my article on commanding prosperity and austerity and how, on the blessing zone. And he's talking about church. Meanwhile, he wasn't going to church in the city where he was, in Owerri. But from that article, he located the blessing zone of God and began going to church. And everything turned in his life. That was the testimony from May 4. It doesn't take a century to have a change of story. Does it? It's just proper realignment. He said, blessed are they that sow beside all waters. They shall send forth the feet of the ox and the oxen for harvest. You are in the blessing zone now.
Amen.
I decree that the work of your hand begins to express that blessing. Haven't you heard? They that be planted in the house of God, what happens? They shall flourish in the courts of our God. Psalm 92, verse 12 to 15. They shall flourish in the court of our God. He said they shall be fat and flourishing. He said they shall flourish like a palm tree. That means no dry season. From this day. Now, hear this. The condition is those that be planted in the house of God. Those that be planted. They don't see church as a burden. They see church as a blessing zone, which guarantees their continuous flourishing. Those that be planted in the house of God, they shall what? Flourish in the courts of our God. He said they shall be fat and flourishing. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. I therefore decree today, unending flourishing on your career, unending flourishing on your business, in the name of Jesus. So shall it be.
Amen.
Now, lift up those things that you place on the floor. Let me quickly mention that all the new converts and the first-time worshippers are to meet very briefly at the youth chapel after this service for that special gift that we'll be passing on to you. Don't miss that for anything. Lift up that before the Lord right now. The good news is that career, that business has soaked the breakthrough unction on this ground.
Yeah.
Commotions of miracle jobs this week.
Yeah.
In interruptions of divine favor this week. Before you recover from one, another one will jump on you. The remaining months of this year are declared breakthrough months for you. And the breakthrough of this season will never cease in your life. In the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. I speak to all those materials representing your business. And I command from now, they begin to generate catalogs of testimonies. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Now go in peace. Experience His goodness and His mercy as you go. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. This week is declared a crisis-free week for you. It's declared a week of testimonies for you. Sickness and disease is banished from your life. Sickness and disease is banished from your home. Every oppression and affliction of the devil is ended around your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Lift up those two hands and give Him thanks.
If you have been blessed by this message, we encourage you to join God's fullness at Faith Tabernacle, Canaan Land, Kilometer 10, Idiroko Road, every Sunday in either of the two services at 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. and every Wednesdays at the communion service from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Or you can log on to www.davidoyedepoministries.org for live webcasts. For prayers and counseling, please call 01-7747-546, 01-7747-547, or 01-7747-548. Or you can write to PMB 21688, Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. You can also visit www.dominionbooksonline.com for online purchases of over 50 books of anointed materials from Bishop David Oyedepo. Live a victorious life.